Six buses and counting. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A total of 9 buses carrying migrants are expected today in New York City. The continuous flow from Texas is exhausting city resources, according to Mayor Eric Adams.
The state of emergency declared by the mayor on Friday was in response to more than 17,000 illegal migrants arriving in the Big Apple since the spring. Adams says it is now a humanitarian crisis as the city's shelter system is overwhelmed.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Later this morning, Vice President Kamala Harris will travel to Texas but will not make a stop at the southern border. Russia is hoping to resume railway traffic over a partially collapsed bridge linking Russia to Crimea. A truck bomb is being blamed, and Russia says 3 people were killed. Ukrainian officials have repeatedly threatened to strike the bridge, but they haven't claimed responsibility. Separately, Russia's defense ministry has reportedly named a new commander for its forces in Ukraine. The White House hasn't exactly walked back the Armageddon comments made by President Biden over his concerns that Russia could use nuclear weapons. Officials have said, though, they haven't seen a change in Russia's nuclear posture.
President making that jaw-dropping claim at a fundraiser Thursday, saying, quote, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis." He's not joking when he talks about potential use of tactical nuclear weapons.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Train troubles again across the United Kingdom. Most rail services are canceled as thousands of workers stage a strike. The 24-hour walkout is part of a series of job actions over wages and working conditions. The UK is grappling with its worst cost of living crisis in decades. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. Congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Another shooting inside a police station in Chicago.
Tarek Bland is accused of walking into a Chicago West Side police station and pointing a gun at officers. Investigators say he was also shouting anti-police sentiments, and cops saw him as a threat. Bland was shot in the shoulder before being taken into custody. He was hospitalized, but Friday appeared in court to face several counts of aggravated assault. The incident marked the second time in a week that officers shot an armed suspect inside a Chicago police station. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A Texas police officer who shot and wounded a teenager has been fired. San Antonio police say the victim was struck while sitting in his car eating a hamburger. It's unclear if the fired officer will face charges. A key battleground state will get a visit from a former president.
With less than a month to go before the midterm elections, former President Donald Trump is holding a rally in Nevada, the home of a few key races, including one that could determine which party controls the Senate. The former president will be campaigning for Republican Senate candidate Adam Laxalt and Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who's running for governor. Laxalt is trying to flip the seat by defeating incumbent Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, while Lombardo is trying to defeat Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. On Sunday, former President Trump heads to Arizona, where another competitive race for U.S. Senate is being fought.
Democratic incumbent Senator Mark Kelly and his Republican challenger Blake Masters sparred over everything from abortion to the 2020 election. Masters has never held political office, but the venture capitalist has been endorsed by former President Trump and has been working to gin up support from conservative voters.
Fox's Casey Stiegel in Arizona. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.